I'm John Ailey, your host in KUTX's Studio 1A, and we're here with Graham Reynolds and Peter Stopchinski, and they're going to be performing this weekend. And they'll have, it's basically going to be at the Off Center, if you know where the Off Center is, and a lot of you don't, but it's over on East 7th Street and Hidalgo. If you go east and you go past Pleasant Valley, you've gone too far.
That's about right.
It's on the south side of the road, and who are you?
Who am I? I'm Graham Reynolds.
Well, there he is for sure, and over there at the other side of the room is...
Hi, it's Peter. Peter Stopchinski.
Peter Stopchinski, two of my best pals, and we're so happy to have you in the studio today.
Love this room.
It's quite a nice room, isn't it? Peter, have you been in this room before?
This is my first time. In fact, I went to the old building and they told me you weren't living there anymore.
No, we moved. We're over here in the fancy new digs.
Very excited. I wish my house was like this.
Isn't it glorious? Those rugs are just voila. And so what have you got coming this weekend?
So we have our eighth percussion concert. It's all percussion. And we rent a big truck and we lug a bunch of equipment and we bang on stuff for an hour.
Well, that sounds like plumbers having fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the offshoot, and it's which is 2111A Hidalgo. Mm-hmm. And we have three amazing percussionists playing. Tom Burritt, who's the head of the percussion studio at UT. Mm-hmm. He's got signature mallets with his name on it, so he's a fancy guy.
Is Tom going to be there too?
Yep, Tom will play.
This is really ooh-la-la.
Yeah. Owen Weaver is flying down from New York. He studied with Tom, and now he's big into the New York scene of new music, playing with Bang On Can people, and that he's playing all the time in New York
right. With
everyone. And then Chuck Fisher, who has been playing with Peter and I since we first started working together, and has done, I think, every one of our eight percussion concerts over more than 10 years. And he's amazing. I never fear putting something in front of him that looks totally unreadable to me. And he plays it perfectly and then can improvise as well. So he's quite the player.
Wow. He plays piano?
These are all percussionists. And then Peter and I will play piano and other things.
But you know piano's the percussion instrument
too, of course.
But what does he just plays a whole lot of different things.
It'll be bass drums and snare drums and things like that, but then also mallet instruments like marimba and vibraphone.
And that's where Tom Burritt comes in.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Although Tom he said, don't just think of me as a mallet guy. So we put him on the drum set last time we did a show and showed off those chops, and that was a lot of fun.
They're all capable of reading notes as well as rhythm. I mean, they can read for snare drum or vibraphone or you name
it. The percussionists of the world should be thought highly of.
Oh, it's amazing stuff. And it's fun. Everybody loves percussion.
Okay, so are we going to hear some music today?
Yeah, I've been working over since spring break on a recomposing of The Rite of Spring. It was sort of my way of getting to understand the music. It's the 100-year anniversary this year, and we've had all our local arts organizations do something associated with The Rite of Spring. And I realized at one point when Graham had asked me to do some notation for him, to just sort of notate out the actual Rite of Spring score, a couple of pages of it. And I went in there and looked at it, and I realized how completely confounding the score is. And I felt guilty being a professional musician and feeling like maybe I was intimidated by Stravinsky. So I went in, and I've spent the last couple of months making a solo piano arrangement of it, and now I've expanded it to be full percussion ensemble. And it's not an arrangement, it's a recomposition. So you'll hear some familiar things, and you'll hear some things you've never heard before.
So what was so intimidating about the original score?
The first thing was that there were like 8 clarinet parts. So just in the clarinet staff, you had, 3 different transpositions, 2 different clefs.
Sometimes orchestras don't have 8 clarinets.
What's that?
Orchestras don't have 8 clarinets.
Yeah, so they swap out as they play.
Gosh.
It's crazy. And the flutes, besides flute, there's piccolo, there's alto flute. Besides clarinet, there's 2 bass clarinets. There's E-flat clarinet. Besides trumpet, there's soprano trumpet.
Goodness sakes.
There's everything has its weird cousin instrument.
And when we hear it, we don't hear any of those instruments. It's very interesting. I mean, you can listen for them and then start hearing with, oh, yes, that's this kind of thing.
Right.
But when you're listening to it just as someone having an experience, it's the mastery of the orchestral writing, orchestral color, and that becomes this extra thing that is just music and imagination.
Agreed.
And so we're going to go into the realm of imagining music on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's
right. 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. And are you ready to show me something from the Rite of Spring?
Yeah, we're going to do the Augers of Spring, which starts with the famous stacked chord here with the E flat 7 chord on top of the E major chord. And this is the Augers of Spring.
Thank you.
wish I could do that. That was amazing, Peter.
Thank you.
One man at the piano, and he was a whole orchestra all by himself. How about that?
Well, wait till Graham gets up here, because it really sounds like an entire orchestra.
Okay, so you two guys have been doing this kind of thing, or variations on it, for years and years and years, and that was quite exhausting, I bet, to play the piano with that much force. What was it like?
It was a lot of force.
A lot of force, yes. You used your gut to play those notes, I'm telling you. But that had all of the different elements of the rhythmics and the strange chordal structure of the original, and yet you had sort of a ragtime feel to it.
Yeah, I heard this great, I watched this great video of Leonard Bernstein directing a college. Mm-hmm. He's directing The Rite of Spring, and there's these kids, there's 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds, right. You know, and he stops them, and he's berating the bass drummer. He's like, is that all you got? Is that all you're going to give me on the bass drum? This is The Rite of Spring. And then he stops him again, and he starts off again. Guy hits the drum as hard as he can. He's a little frail kid, you know. He stops him again. He's like, I'm not getting the prehistoric jazz feel that I'm looking for. And I thought about, when I was making my arrangement, I thought about prehistoric jazz. How right. cool is that idea, that's you know? Great. So that's sort of where my inspiration
right.
came
and,
from.
And the configuration that you had for the complex, where people stumble all over each other trying to dance.
Yes.
Did you keep the original rhythmic structure to that?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
It's just quite... That still knocks me dead.
It's amazing music.
It's just unbelievable that this one guy who studied with Rimsky-Korsakov, who did, you know, Scheherazade and that kind of thing, a few years after that, comes up with this stunning piece of revolutionary music.
It's my favorite
music.
Piece of music, period.
Really?
I mean, yeah, that's the Desert Island single piece of music, if I had to choose one.
Desert Island is a great way to deal with that because you can get so much out of it every time you listen to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've made my own solo piano arrangement. I still hear new things every time I listen
right.
to it. You know?
It's beyond description how great it is, and you can't keep from finding new and different things every time you come to it.
Well, now, if my mother's listening, she's at home going tisk, tisk, and disagreeing with every word we're saying.
Oh, really?
She thinks it's terrible. Terrible. She says music should have some kind of point to it.
This does. It's so many points, you have to catch them fast as they go by. It's amazing. What's it? 1912 was the year this thing came out, right?
1913.
Okay. And then, but it just, you know, I mean, 88 or something with Scheherazade, and that's just a few years difference. Mm-hmm. It's not hardly any different time at 25 years or something like that. So just think, what were you doing in 1988? And then all of a sudden, here you are in 2013. That's about how long it is between, you know, all that big romantic stuff, and then to Stravinsky. So Graham Reynolds has moved over to the piano. That was Peter Stupchinski doing The Rite of Spring, The Augurs of Spring, and just quite primitive and wonderful.
Thank you.
The performance that we're speaking of is going on this Saturday afternoon at the Offshoot, which is the next door part of the Off Center, which is on 7th Street going east of I-35 towards the airport, but you don't go past Pleasant Valley. It's just before Pleasant Valley on Hidalgo. And I'm so glad that you found this new venue. You were going to do something at the Rite of Spring.
Oh, yeah. We were going to do this.
Talk about the Rite, the Scottish Rite.
We were going to do it at the Scottish Rite, and the craziness happened there where they changed the locks overnight, and so we had to find a new venue awfully quick.
And you found
the
one.
The Rude Mechs were they very generous in helping us, so thank
excellent,
them.
Excellent, excellent. Collaboration here.
It helps that both of our girlfriends are artistic directors at Rude Mechs.
Oh, really? Well, for heaven's sake, how on earth wonderful is that? Okay, so Graham, what on earth are you
all right, doing? So for Saturday's show, I've done a couple things, but the piece I'm going to play is sort of a work-in-progress, shrunken version of what we're doing for Fusebox Festival this spring. We're working with Mozart's Requiem, and this was a concept Peter came up with, and keeping the vocals intact, taking away all the orchestration, and replacing it. And a different composer is doing each movement. And so I took away the vocals entirely for this, for Saturday, and did something for this software instrument called Omnisphere, some drum programming, some piano, and then three percussionists. And so it's a re-envisioning of Mozart's Requiem. And we'll play it Saturday, and then we'll have a full version with Texas Choral Consort, full 100-some-odd piece choir, to kick off the Fusebox Festival in the spring. So here's a little Mozart, sort of.
Seated at the piano, but creating some sounds that would go way beyond the piano. He's got some sort of synthesizer thing there, and a computer, and a cymbal, and And it sounds like you had a drum going of some sorts.
Yeah, I've got this little wave drum, this electronic drum that Korg makes, and but it plays like an instrument. Most mm-hmm. electronic drums I've had real trouble with feeling mm-hmm. like you're playing an instrument. I'm so used to acoustic instruments. And then Omnisphere is this software synthesizer that's similar, where I really feel like I'm playing an instrument that's got the kind of detail that you expect out of something right. organic.
Right.
And it's manipulable the way something organic is, and there's things to discover. And so I'm not much of a sound
and
designer.
And besides, it says all natural ingredients on the side. So.
That's right, exactly.
Right. Graham Reynolds is going to be playing as part of the Golden Hornet Project presentation at the Offshoot this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. That's Saturday at 3 o'clock. Stretch your ears. Hear some music that you haven't heard before or haven't heard the way that they're doing it. That was originally the Mozart Requiem or some part of it.
Yeah, the vocal part is unchanged, so, and it goes right on top of that.
It's the first movement, and hearing that, I could hear, like, I could sing the vocal line along with. That's the first time I've heard that.
Okay, voice. There you go. You've been challenged. Okay, just start it out. And sing the vocal line.
Oh! It's a okay. fugue, so I don't want to try to sing okay. all four parts.
So you'll have to go to the show just to hear it. And you know what it was reminding me of? It was the funeral music for Queen Mary as it appeared in the movie Clockwork Orange. Do you know that thing?
Wow.
Yeah.
The Purcell?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Peter's piece was reminding me of the music from The Conversation that David Shire did.
I love that music.
Sort of a combination of classical with a jazz thing with a contemporary narrative.
That's Gene Hackman, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And David Shire took sort of Chopin-inspired music and combined it with a jazz sense, and the way you're taking Stravinsky and combining it with a jazz thing. Very cool.
It's very cool. So if you want to get out and hear these wonderfully talented young people, you will go to the Offshoot, which is right next to the Off Center, or part of the same building, I think. And it'll be Saturday afternoon. And how about tickets? Where do people go to get tickets?
It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
We're making
it
free.
Well, for heaven's sake, everybody had better get out there.
We had, since we had the confusion with the Scottish Rite throwing everybody out, and we had to scramble for a venue. We decided to keep it simple, make it free, get some people there, and everybody have a good time.
Okay, excellent. So we will see you on Saturday afternoon. Graham Reynolds, Peter Stupchinski, Tom Burritt, and who knows who else will be appearing. It should be quite a crew of percussionists and pianists and great music. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in.
Thank
really,
you.
Really a treat. Really a treat. And I just am so glad you audience members get to hear things like this on KUTX from our live studio. We do everything, as we were talking, me and Cliff were saying, you know, we do everything. And he said, yeah, we do everything. Cliff Hargrove, our wonderful engineer. I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclectic Coast.